Without further ado, we shall get started. Note, as I said in the email when I sent out the source sheet, the email that I sent out last night, we do not have a shiur next Sunday evening. Instead, we have Tishrei in a day, and you are more than welcome to participate in Tishrei in a day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have shiurim about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then shiurim about Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah in the evening from 7 to 10 p.m., all of it available via Zoom. The website is actually really easy. I'm going to write it into the chat, but it's I'm just letting somebody into the shiur. Okay. It's tiny.cc/Tishrei. So it doesn't get much easier than that. As long as you spell Tishrei the way that I do. If you spell Tishrei differently, well, then you're out of luck. Okay. So we are on Beis Amud Aleph, making our way down the page, and I'm going to share the Gemara with you shortly. But just to remind everybody of where we are, the Mishnah had said that a Besula gets married on Yom HaRevi'i, on Wednesday. We know that it's Wednesday during the day, not Wednesday night. And the goal of having the wedding on Wednesday during the day is to make sure that if Besulim are not found, then the fellow will go to Beis Din in the morning. We don't have a need for him to go to Beis Din if the reason she's not a Besula traces to before the Kiddushin. However, the fear that we have is that something happened after Kiddushin, in which case they're actually prohibited to each other, this man and woman. And that's why we want to make sure that they'll go to Beis Din, and then we'll be able to find out whether witnesses surface to show that it actually had happened after the Kiddushin. We noted as well that in that case, if that's our concern, there's no reason to get married anymore on a Wednesday when we have Kiddushin and Nisuin, in sequence. No, presumably nothing's happening in between. But nonetheless, Anachla Shiva noted that there were communities that retained the practice simply because that was a minhag, and then he had other reasons also to do it on Wednesday in order to make sure that that people who came to town for the wedding would be able to get home before Shabbos. So that was our starting point. However, we asked, in the event that they're getting if your reason for scheduling the wedding in this way is because you want to be able to go to Beis Din the next morning, they also go to Beis Din on Monday. So why not do the wedding on Sunday? Why do you insist on doing the wedding on Wednesday? So the answer that we gave was a very interesting answer, and here I will share the screen so that you can see the Gemara, those who don't yet have one for themselves. Move that over. So the answer that we gave was, do you see the word that's in green here, shakdu? Shakdu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael. The chachamim were diligent to improve things for benos Yisrael, for Jewish girls. Shehei tarech b'seuda shlosha yamim, so that he should have to work on the meal for 3 days. Echad b'shabbos, sheni b'shabbos, shlishi b'shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, obervi, konsa. And then on Wednesday he will actually marry her. That was the concept that we offered here. Okay, that raised a couple of questions in my mind, and I asked them, I think, last time. Number one, why is this al takanas benos Yisrael? Why is this about the girls? It's his wedding also. When you insist that there be a 3-day preparation period so that the Benos Yisrael, so that Jewish girls are going to be okay, what is this about the girls? This is for him also. That's question number one. Question number two, do you really need 3 days to prepare the wedding meal? I mean, what exactly is he doing? How is it that this should require 3 days? Any thoughts on either of those questions?
Well, we give her 3 days is because typically it would be the woman perhaps who would prepare the food and the meals and whatnot, and also maybe to give her a chance to be discussion to do whatever she has to do, get the wedding dress, the orchestra.
She had a year.
Right.
she had a year to get the wedding. Right. No, that's true. But I'm saying, why is this insistence that he should have 3 days to prepare the wedding meal helping her as opposed to helping him? What exactly is their goal here? So the Spanish Rishonim give us different explanations of what's going on here. One approach I'll bring from the Ritva, one approach from the Ramban. I gave it to you on the source sheet, but not everybody here received it. So I'm going to share the source sheet here. And you'll see the Ritva as well as the Ramban. The Ritva is source Aleph on your sheet. Perish. V'yesh bazet hakanas benos Yisrael. He says this practice of the 3-day waiting period will improve things for Jewish girls. Shelo yalil aleha betainas besulim. The idea is to keep him from making a false claim about the besulim. She'ein adam tarech besuuda kol kach bichdi. Because you won't work so hard for the wedding meal in order to create a problem after that. I have to admit, I find this argument really, really strange. I think culturally I'm just in a different place. But the argument is, we're going to make him really invest in the wedding meal. And now, whereas before he might have made a false claim that she wasn't really a basula, now he won't do it because he really invested in the meal. Am I the only one who has a problem with this explanation?
Yes.
It's just like now, now that you spent 3 days working for the meal. So I understand his benefit of saying that's how it's takanas benos Yisrael. You're helping Jewish girls. You're going to stop him from being a cad. But I'm missing something. So I give you Ramban instead. And Ramban, I think I have an easier time with. If you take a look at source Beis on the source sheet, he says, Umihu, but, Tmiali Milsa. He says, I am really surprised. Amai Ketani Bebraisa Al Takanas Benos Yisrael. Why does the Braisa say it is to fix things for Jewish girls? Takanas Benos Yisrael Namihi. It's also for him. Ve'ika Lamemra, he says, you could say, and this is going to answer both questions in one, he says, the point of this is, the point of having him prepare for 3 days, is so that during the week of Sheva Brachos, he is not going to be involved in helping prepare meals. He'll be available for her. In other words, preparing the Seuda doesn't mean he's preparing the wedding. It means he's preparing food for the whole week. Which, by the way, indicates that at least in the era of the Ramban, and he thinks back in the time of the Gemara as well, you weren't invited out for all your Sheva Brachos meals. You were actually preparing your own Sheva Brachos meals. So he says, the point is, work on the whole week's worth of meals in advance. L'fichach shakto al takanasa she'a kol mezuman ve'esameach ima zayin ayamim. They make sure that he's going to be available for her. Meaning the Torah has a mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'simachas ishto asher lakach. Right? We just read it in the parsha. That he has to spend the time after the wedding gladdening her. It's really for the whole year. But certainly, in the first 7 days, he has to make her happy. He has to be available for her. And because of that, we say that that he has to spend those 3 days preparing the meal. So in the event that they were to get married on Sunday, that wouldn't happen. Because you're not preparing things for the week of Sheva Brachos before Shabbos. Because it's just going to go bad. So therefore, you need the running jump, so to speak, of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in order to be able to have all the food available for the week of Sheva Brachos. That's Ramban's explanation of what the Gemara is saying here. Clear? We good? Okay. I find that a lot more palatable than the Ritva's explanation. I have a very hard time with the Ritva's explanation, although I have to say that probably says more about the 21st century than it does about the Ritva's time. I think things might have been colder in earlier times. Paul, you were about to say something? No? Okay. You could if you wanted to. Okay. So so I got a private message from somebody at the Shir in the chat asking, so why does it say wedding feast and not Sheva Brachos? So that's really interesting. The Gemara doesn't actually say wedding feast. If I remember correctly, and I'll look back at it, it says Torech Besu'uda, he prepares the feast. We assume that means the wedding feast. But the Ramban thinks that's not true. It means preparing food, and that's it. Okay.
How about your chair?
Yes.
Two things come to mind. I mean, the first one, you mentioned the 21st century. You know, the last God knows how many years, it's always been the Kalos family that organizes the Hasana, including the Suda, the caterers, or what's being served. And the Hasan's family just cuts the check on demand. But also, what doesn't make sense to me is that if it's actually the chassam that's doing it, we're dealing here with a yeshiva bacher type of person that should be busy learning, and you would think that at minimum somebody's parents are doing all this menial stuff, not the chassam himself.
So that's a very interesting set of cultural assumptions. I think once caterers get in the game, all the rules change. Meaning they're actually doing the food prep themselves in the era of the Gemara. I think once you have a commercial system in which you hire somebody, and now your job is either cutting a check or making decisions, but not doing the actual grunt work, I think that does change the dynamic. But I'm not sure why anyone would assume that we're talking about, as you say, a guy who's sitting and learning. There have always been people who were, but I'm not sure that I would call that the majority of society. I'd be fairly sure it wasn't.
Even
at the
time of the Gemara.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a longer discussion, but yes. Okay. So let's go into the Gemara itself and what the Gemara does with this. Now that we've established the principle of Shaktu, we deal with the question of delaying the wedding, which is something that we talked about already earlier, but now we're going to see how this affects things. So we just said this idea of shaktu, b'ikonsa, and then the word va'achshav, if you see where my arrow is in the Gemara. Va'achshav shashaninu shaktu. Now that we have learned this lesson of shaktu, that the chachamim were diligent to make sure that he should have 3 days, so osa shashaninu higiyaz man velo nisu ochlos mishalo va'ochlos betruma. When we learned that if the time comes 1 year after Kiddushin and they're not married, that she is supported by him, and that she also gets to eat truma. The reason why it's ochlos plural is because they're talking about women in general. That if he's a kohen, they're able to eat truma, and that he has to support his wife. He gives man be'echad b'shabbos, but in the event that the year ends on Sunday, mitoch sheino yachol lichnos, eino mal lamizonos, since he can't marry her, because the rabbis are the ones who are holding things up, he's not obligated to feed her. It's not his problem. This introduces to us the issue of ones. Ones meaning a situation in which there is a circumstance that is keeping you from acting. If you had your druthers, you would do what you were supposed to do. However, there's an obstacle in the way. And what we're going to see now in the Gemara, and if you look at your sheet, you'll see I gave you a table of cases, and I'll actually share that for the moment, so that you'll be able to see the table. There will be 4 ones cases that we're going to talk about. Okay, the first case of refusal, if you're looking at the table, the first line is what if he refuses? In other words, if the time comes, a year is up, he's supposed to marry her, and he says, I don't want to, then he has to support her, right? Either he has to marry her or give her a get. You can't just keep her in limbo. You better be supporting her.
That's not an ones.
No, that's not an ones. So this is before you get to the ones cases. And that's why I didn't fill in the why support, why not support. Those aren't ones cases. I just put them in there for the sake of completeness. If she refuses, He says, I'm here, and she says, I don't want to marry him, or I'm not today, then everybody agrees. You have no obligation to support her. She's the one holding things up. But then you get to your Ones cases. If Sunday is the day, that's the case we just mentioned, so what do? On the one hand, you'll say, year's up. You got to support her. That was the deal. You agreed when you did Kiddushin. The reason not to support her is to say, but it's not my fault. I want to marry her. It's those rabbis who got in the way, and they said I have to marry her on Wednesday. Don't make me support her for an extra 3 days. This is a very romantic way to get into the marriage here. She says, can I have breakfast on Sunday? And he says, no way. Blame the rabbis. So we'll see in the Gemara, Machlokas. Rav Achai is going to say, support her. And Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi are going to say, don't support her in each of our Ones cases, as we'll see. Second Ones we're going to see is, what if he's sick? He wants to marry her, but he's stuck in bed. So, on the one hand, support her. The year's up. On the other hand, yeah, but I can't marry her. So, that's your second Ones. Your third Ones is, what if she is sick? And again, you could say, it's his bad luck. Or, you could say, no, I want to marry her, it's not me. And then finally, what if she's Anita? So again, is it his bad luck? Or do you say, no, I want to marry her, therefore don't force me to support her. I am not the one keeping things from going forward. So those are the four Ones cases we're going to see. Clearly there are differences between them, as we're going to see. But that's where we are. So going back to the Gemara, unless someone has a question before we proceed. Yeah.
Given I was given permission earlier, so are we defining marriage as Nida then? Because if she's Anita, he can't marry her. He can't.
Good.
Marry her that way.
You're asking a great question, which I'm going to come back to. Why can't he marry her if she's Anita? Why should that disqualify the wedding? So the answer is that we're going to see what the reasons are. In practice, most Jews allow a wedding when she is Anita, although there are those who particularly avoid it because the Rambam doesn't like it. And again, we'll see this in a moment. So you're asking the right question. I'm just not up to it yet.
Okay.
For that matter, you could ask, why can't he marry her when he's sick? But we'll talk about that as well.
Same kind of question.
Correct. So the Gemara says, number one, we require that it be Wednesday. Number two, that introduces the question of, what if he's now forced to delay? He doesn't want to delay. So the rule is that he does not need to support her. Eino mala la mizonos. And then the Gemara continues. This comment where the Gemara is continuing with the word lafichach is still Rav Yosef talking. Our Gemara began with Rav Yosef way back, a couple of weeks ago. Amar Rav Yosef Mari Davram. And, scrolling down. It actually started with Rabbi Yosef even before that. And now Rabbi Yosef comments and says, once you tell me that if the marriage is delayed because of this Sunday-Wednesday thing, he doesn't have to support her, I'm going to talk about other Ones situations. Lefichach, therefore, Chalahu, if he is ill, Osha Chalsehi, or she is ill, Osha pierced Anida, or she became Anida, she started to bleed. Eino mala la mizonos. He doesn't feed her. That's Rav Yosef's statement. Rav Yosef says, just like in the case of Wednesday, he doesn't have to feed her, so too in any of these cases, he doesn't have to feed her. So here I'm going to address, now that we've mentioned Nida in the Gemara, now we're going to address what exactly this is about. And in order to do so, I'm going to go over to the source sheet. Do you remember when we used to do this Shabbos afternoon instead of on Sunday evening? There was no Zoom. Everyone had paper source sheets. The trees were dying. The good old days. So if you take a look at Source Gimel, this is a Gemara in Yevamos, key for our discussion. Amar of Amram. Rav Amram says, Hamil Samar and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught us the following. V'anherinu la'ayin mimas nisin. He illuminated our eyes from a Mishnah that taught this lesson. Yesh chuppah lipsulos. there is valid chuppah even for somebody who is pasul, somebody for whom he's not able to have relations right now. Nonetheless, the chuppah is valid. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Ches says a woman is able to get married when she's a nida. So I don't understand. What in the world is going on? The answer is that there's a machlokas. If you take a look at Source Dalet, the Rambam, there's a big machlokas. When we did our first week of Ksuvos, and I did the introduction, and I talked about Kiddushin and about Nisuin. And Kiddushin was very easy. I said, you give her the ring, you say the formula, right? We make a bracha on wine, but basically giving her the ring is Kiddushin. And I said to you, Nisuin is a little more vague. What exactly constitutes Nisuin? Is it standing under the chuppah? Is it the yichud room afterwards? Is it the seven brachas being said under the chuppah? So, if you take a look at Dalet, the Rambam writes, Umishati kaneis l'chuppah, when she enters the chuppah, nikreis nisua, she's called married. Ava pi shelo nivala, even though the husband and wife have done nothing together. Vushatiya ru'uya lebe'ila, but that assumes that she is suited for this, meaning that relations could happen. Avalim haisa nida, but if she's a nida, ava pisha nichnasa l'chuppah v'nitsyachid ima, even though she entered the chuppah and they were alone together under the chuppah, they were designated for each other, is probably what he means, lo gamru hanisuin, nisuin is incomplete, v'harehi ka'arusa adayin, still considered to be in the state of erusin. That's the Rambam's position. The Rambam says a chuppah of a nida does not work. How do you like that? Well, nobody else really likes that. All the Rishonim besides the Rambam are aghast. They look at this, the commentaries on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the whole Mishnah party. They look at it and say, we don't understand what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, who quotes the Ran to try to offer some explanation. Remember that we talked about in our introduction what the Ksuba is. And we talked about different payments that are recorded in the Ksuba. There's the core Ksuba amount, and there's also Tosefes Ksuba, the amount that he agrees to give over and above the Ksuba. So one of the interesting questions which we'll have to learn about in the Masechta is at what point is he obligated to give her Tosefes Ksuba? At what point does that obligation begin? So that is the way the Ran understands what the Rambam is talking about here. He says the Rambam is only saying it's like Kiddushin for Tosefes Ksuba, meaning if she is a Nida, when they get married, under the chuppah, the marriage is valid. However, he doesn't owe the Tosefes Ksuba yet. He says, look at source A, Kevin Shemesh Arusa L'chuppah. Avalam Haisa Nida, Avishanichas L'chuppah, dot, dot, dot. Haran Kosav, the Ran wrote, Beperek Afalpi, Aldire Rabbeinu. The Ran wrote about the words of the Rambam, Vadavar Tema. He says, this is shocking. Kevan de Kaimelon Biyavamos Yesh Chuppah L'Psulo. Since the Gemara Yavamos that we saw in Source Gimel says, a woman who is Pasul is still married, if you do Chuppah, Nida Lamalo Yikna, why can't he marry the Nida? So he says, L'fichach Nira Kedivrei Ha'omrim Delo Yibayalan Ela Inyan Tosefes Ksuba. He says, the answer is that the Rambam is talking about when the guy is obligated to pay the extra amount. That's all that this is. That's all that this is about. It's not about it's not about whether the wedding is valid. So that's the view of the Ran. Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, all the Rishonim are surprised at this. And this is why, as a general rule, we paskin that yes, a Nida is able to get married. However, anyone here is familiar with Chabad practice. Within Chabad, they try to satisfy the Rambam. They try to satisfy the Rambam in general, right? Those who are familiar with the Shita of Chabad on Erevin also, they try to satisfy the Rambam on Erevin, which is a very hard thing to do. But the same thing is true here, that Chabad, as I understand it, tries to satisfy the Rambam and avoid a Chuppas Nida. That's why, if you ever get invited to a Chabad wedding, you'll notice that the invitation comes like 2 weeks before the wedding. It's not because they just didn't get their act together and they figured we'll get to it eventually and we're always late and whatever it is. That's not why. It's because they want to know the cycle to make sure that it won't be a chuppas nida. That's what they're trying to avoid. They're concerned for that. But that goes back to answering Paul's question. Why is it that he's not going to be able to marry her when she's a chuppas nida? So according to the Rambam, I now know very well, right? According to the Rambam, he can't marry her. She's a nida. But now, what is everybody else going to say? Our Gemara presented her being a nida as ones. Now he's not able to marry her. But you just told me that everybody but the Rambam thinks you are allowed to marry her. So why is it presented that way? So the Ritva gives you the answer. The Ritva proposes the straightforward answer. Tell me something. What were the four Ones cases we read in our Gemara? Oh, this isn't a hard question. What were the four Ones questions? Ones cases?
He's sick, he's sick, she's sick.
Right?
He's Nida.
Right.
Sunday.
Good. Sunday, Nida, he's sick, and she's sick. How many of those are actually cases in which he can't marry her? If you're not following the Rambam.
Sunday.
Only Sunday. That's it. The other three, you could marry her. Elamai, but you don't want to marry her under those circumstances.
As the song goes, never on a Sunday.
Okay, I believe you. If you take a look, if you take a look at Source Vav, Osha Pirsa Nida, the Ritva writes, he quotes Tosfos, Perish Petosos, it's not Tosfos here, but Delav Lememra Denida Lav Bas Chupahi, Mishum Delo Chazia Liichud, this doesn't mean to say that a Nida can't marry because you can't be alone with her. It's true, the rule is that in the event that she is a Nida at the time of the wedding, then we say they're not allowed to be alone together until she finishes being a Nida, that's true. But he says, that doesn't mean she can't have Chupah, he quotes you the Gemara that we saw in Yevamos. Ella, rather, the Ritva writes, we're on the second line in the Ritva, where I'm highlighting it. Ella, taima dahacha, the reason here is, shekol adam rotze lasas chuppah betahara, ha'uyele biyak tishloyake biyaso. He doesn't want to marry her, and then you're going to tell him, by the way, you have to go stay here overnight, and she's going to go stay there overnight, until this whole nida thing is over. He's going to say, then why do I want that headache? He says it's like an illness case. You know, if she's sick, you don't want to do the wedding. If he's sick, you don't want to do the wedding. But technically speaking, you could. Nothing is legally stopping you from doing so. And then he writes something interesting. The Ritva says, V'achshav she'anu noagim afilu lechatchila la'asas chuppah lenida. He says, in our community, he's writing in end of the 13th century, beginning of the 14th century in Spain. He says, we do a chuppah of a nida. Even initially, even if we know that's the deal, we go ahead. Zeu lefisha anu kahal muat, because we are a small community. Vishema yavo ikov linisun im namtin ad shetitoher. If we're going to wait for her to go to mikvah and end being a nida, something might come up that's going to prevent the marriage. We don't want that. So therefore, we're going to marry at the earliest possible date. What do you think he's concerned about when he says we're a small community and therefore we want to get married as soon as possible? What do you think he's talking about? What is his concern? The only thing that I can think of is knowing that the Ritva is living at the end of the 13th century, beginning of the 14th century in Spain, is that this is an era of back and forth between the Muslims and the Christians, and the Jews are taking it from both sides. And so maybe there's a concern that the community is a vulnerable community, and who knows, you get attacked, something happens, we want to do the wedding right now. Maybe that, maybe government interference. I'm not sure.
It might be that, Rabbi, because by Hilchos Aveilus, if she loses, let's say she becomes an awful on the day of the wedding, we go ahead and we still do the wedding, and then she goes to Machlokes, but she goes and she stays with the women, and he stays with the men. So we see we still go ahead with the wedding.
Right. Although that's from the Gemara, and that's because you just prepared all of the food. Right, that's the Gemara's explanation. That's the that's not necessarily what's going on in the Ritva's day and place. That's you're right that we there we have this this statement that go ahead with it, but there it's not wanting to damage the wedding feast. I think that's it, because they go through the whole discussion. What if they prepare the food can still be preserved if they put water on the meat and all that. Okay.
In the last source, in terms of the Ram, he's talking about that Ela Linya Tosefet Suba. What are we talking about? Right there, it doesn't get written in the Kesuba. He doesn't give the money.
No, the issue is this. God forbid, people have Kiddushin, and then something happens to dissolve the marriage. So the rule is the Kesuba amount is already owed. However, we also have a second amount of money that's recorded in the Ksuba called Tosefes Ksuba, an added amount. And that, you're not obligated in until Nisuin. And so the question is, what if you had Nisuin, but relations were off limits because she's an Ida? And the Ran says that that's what the Rambam was talking about. The Rambam is saying, since relations were still off limits, Tosefes Ksuba doesn't kick in. The only reason, the Gemara is going to tell us much later on, the only reason why he writes Tosefes Ksuba is to be able to be fully married to her. He is not yet able to consummate the marriage, therefore the Tosefes Ksuba is not obligatory yet. That's the way the Ran explains what the Rambam was saying. The Rambam will agree the wedding is valid, but the Tosefes Ksuba obligation does not kick in, so that in the following situation, they go to the chuppah, she's an Ida. And then something happens, the marriage ends in divorce before they can finish before she's done being an Ida, then he won't owe Tosefes Ksuba. That's what he reads. Okay. So, what we've said so far, make sure we're not lost. David, you want to say something? Okay. To make sure that we're not lost in terms of the flow of the Gemara, we said again, last time, that the marriage is set for Wednesday. We don't do it on Sunday because we want this 3-day period, which, as we just explained from Ramban, we want him to prepare all the food for the week of Sheva Brachos so he'll be available to entertain her during Sheva Brachos. Therefore, if you reach the end of the year from Kiddushin and it's Sunday, it's not his problem. He doesn't have to support her until you hit Wednesday, and Rabbi Yosef says not only for that obstacle, but also if he's sick, if she's sick, if she's an Ida, you do not have an obligation to support her. Straightforward. However, the Gemara now continues, and I'm going to go back to sharing the Gemara, so you'll be able to look at it in front of you. We're at the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says that what Rabbi Yosef said as a statement, that illness, nida, you don't have to support her, was actually presented as a question by some, and it was a machlokas. It wasn't simply a logical extension of the Sunday exemption, but rather it was a question in response to that exemption, and a debate. It's going to be a machlokas among the Amoraim. So the Gemara says, we're now about 10 lines up from the bottom. Ve'ika deboi la meboya. Some asked it as a question, as follows. You told me that if Sunday hits, you're not obligated. Chalahu mahu. What if he becomes sick? And that's why the wedding is delayed. Ha some time am I. What was the reason why you didn't have to support her in the case of Sunday? Mishum da'anis. Because it was beyond your control. V'achanami ha'anis. It's also beyond his control here. He wants to marry her. O Dilma, or perhaps I should say no. Hasam anis bitakan de'takinule rabbanan. There, in the Sunday case, he is prevented by the rabbis. The same rabbis who said you have to support her are the ones who are keeping him from marrying her. Ha'chalo. Here, it's not the rabbis. It's because he's sick. So maybe, here, he should have to support her. That's one question. If you go back to the source sheet, you'll see the table. You can see how this maps to the table, but I'm not going back and forth here at this point. It'll ruin the flow of the Gemara. Ve'im tinsilomer cholahu ma'ala mizonos, and if you'll tell me that where he becomes ill, he in fact does have to feed her, because it's not an external disqualification of the wedding. Chol sehi ma'u. What if she becomes sick? Matzi omar la, he could say to her, anoha ka'imla. I'm standing here, I'm in my tuxedo, I got everything, I'm ready to go ahead. O dilma matzia amra le, or maybe she can say no. Nistachfa sadehu. It means his field has been flooded. Rashi quotes you, you can see it here, lashon matar socheif, an expression of flowing rain. The rain is sweeping everything away. She can say to him, it's bad luck. It's the way it is. You have to support me. Ve'im tintzilomar amrole nistachfa sadehu. And if you'll tell me that when she becomes sick, she can say, it's not my fault, your field flooded. Pirsa nida mahu. What if she becomes anida then? What if that, how would you view that? Is that the same as her becoming sick? Bish'as vesta lo tibayilach. If it's at the time of her vestas, it's not a question. Meaning, a woman who has a nida cycle has a particular time when she expects that she is going to start becoming a nida. She expects that she's going to bleed. That's called a vesas. Some women have one, some do not. Vesas means an appointed time. So, in the event that she knew when her period was coming, and he knew when the period was coming, so lo tibayalach, in that case, it's not a question. I'm jumping now to Beis Amud Beis, the next side. Then it's not a question. She can't say, well, it's your bad luck, because this is her body's function. But the question is, what if it's a surprise? Then what if it's not at her normal time? Since it's not at the normal time, she said, it must be you. It's your bad luck. And therefore you have to support me. O Dilma, or perhaps no. Kevan de'ika nashi de'kamishanya vestayu. Since there are women who don't have a set time, and it does, in fact, shift. Kishas vestadami. Maybe it's the same thing. Whether it's at the time of the vestas, not at the time of the vestas, doesn't make a difference. We would view this as being at the time of the vestas, and therefore he is indeed exempt. You could do more with the vestas discussion, but I didn't want to go into that in depth right now. The point is that for each of these Ones cases, you can make an argument. Is it his bad luck? Is it something he just has to deal with? So, Pashit Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy answered, Higia Zman Velo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalova Ochlos Petruma. He quotes you the Gemara that we quoted earlier, which is actually a Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. We said the following, if the time comes and they did not wed, she gets supported by him, and if he's a Kohen, she gets to eat Truma. So Rav Achoy says, this is really interesting. If the time comes, and they, the women, were not wedded. In other words, yeah, I'm gonna get off the share here so that I can see everybody and hopefully make sure that this is clear. You had two verbs you could have used. You could have said lo nasu, or you could have said lo nisu. What's the difference?
Nisu is they, and nasu is on the individual.
Nasu is the man. The man is no say, and the woman is nisa.
Correct. Nasu is active. Nisu is the passive participant, essentially. Meaning, nasu, he married her, or lo nasu, they, the males, did not marry the females. Nisu were married. The women were the ones who were not married. Rav Achoy says, look at the language of the Mishnah on Nun Zayin. Higia zman velo nisu. He has to support her. If the women were not wedded, the men have to support them. So he says the following. Watch how it flows in the Gemara here. He says, Lo nasu lo katani ela lo nisu. It doesn't say lo nasu, it says lo nisu. Hechidami, what's the case? Ida kama akvan in he, if she's refusing to get married, if the women are refusing to get married, and that's why they are not wedded, then amai ochlos mishalob, ochlos betruma, then why do they get to be supported by the guys? That doesn't make any sense. Why should they get to eat truma? It's their decision not to get married. Ela lav de isnis, right? It must be that they were forced to be unable to get married because of one of these circumstances, ki hai gavna, like one of these cases. Ukatani, ochlos mishalob, ochlos betruma, the text says that they get to be supported by the guy. In other words, what he says is this. The text says, if the women were not wedded, they get supported. It did not distinguish between the reasons. As long as fundamentally the women wanted to get married, and some external circumstance prevented it, the women get supported. That's how Rav Achoi understands it, which means I now have a debate. Rav Yosef said, the man always has to support. Rav Yosef said the man does not. Rav Yosef said that just like if it's Sunday he doesn't have to support, so too if there's illness or nida he doesn't have to support. Rav Achoi disagrees. Rav Achoi says it's not true. He says in the case of Ones, the men have to feed. That's a machlokas. And along comes Rav Ashi, and he goes back to Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says no. He says, if there's Ones, she doesn't get to eat his stuff. Udakama akvi inhu. The only case where he has to support her is in the event that he is the one who is keeping it from happening. If it's higiazman velo nasu, if the time arrives and the man is not marrying her, it was his decision. Ubedinu di boyle lemisni lo nasu, and the word really should have been nasu, not nisu. Va'aydi di tana resha bididhi, tana nami sefa bididhi. Since the beginning of that Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin is where it says that we give a basula 12 months, it's about her, we retain her as the subject and say lo nisu. However, it's really about him. So let me go back to seeing everybody, and I'm going to see if I can try to capture this in a moment and make sure that this is clear. The wording was in the Mishnah Nun Zayin on 57. Higi hazman, the time comes. Velo nisu, and the women were not wedded. He has to support. Right, that was the wording. Discount the possibility that it's talking about where the women refuse. There's no way you're making him support her if the women refuse. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So all that you're left with is, in the event that either he's refusing or there's an ones. That was how Rav Achoi looked at it. He said, by the fact that you said if the women were not wedded, in any circumstance in which they don't get wedded, they get supported. Rav Ashi disagrees. Rav Ashi says, it shouldn't have said if the time arrived and the women were not wedded. It should have said if the time arrived and the man refused to marry. And he says, that's the only case in which the man has to feed her, if he's refusing. In any other circumstance, he's not required. So Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi line up on one side, Rav Achoi is on the other side. Is that somewhat clear? I feel like Nasu and Nisu would be a lot easier to explain in person. But the question is fundamentally, what's your default? Rav Ashi says the default assumption is that that men are not going to have to feed in the case, well, not default assumption, but Rav Ashi's ruling, like Rav Yosef, is in an Ones case, the men do not feed, only in the event that the man is the reason why the wedding isn't happening. And Rav Achoi is at the opposite end. I will also note, without going into it at all, but Tosfos has this interesting discussion about Rav Achoi. There are those who argued Rav Achoi was actually a gaon. from after the time of the Gemara. There is Rabbi Chai Gon. He was a Rabbi Chai Gon. But Tosfos is adamant, of course not. That's not really him. That's its own discussion. Maybe we'll talk about that some other time. But the upshot of everything we've seen, as we've now made the turn onto Beis Amid Beis, is that that's the debate as to what would happen in the event that they couldn't go ahead with the marriage. And what we've learned out of that is that Ones may be grounds for exempting somebody from having to make good on a commitment that he made. The man made a commitment. 1 year from now, we're going to be married, and I'm going to support you. And now that commitment is not going to be fulfilled, according to Rav Ashi, you don't have to feed her. It's Ones. You wanted to marry her. And the reason why I stress that outcome is because the Gemara is going to go on from here to apply that to a different discussion. And I'll mention the case, and God willing, we'll come back to it in 2 weeks, because again, next week is Tishrei in a day. But but I want to make sure just to explain where we're going to go with this. Let's say a man says to his wife, he's going away on a business trip, and he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, here is your get. It will be valid if I don't come back in 30 days. Okay, let's say he's worried about disappearing and she becomes an aguna. So he says, here's the get. If I'm not back in 30 days, you're divorced. And then he comes back and he's stuck because there's a river in the way and the bridge is out and he's jumping up and down and saying, here I am, here I am. But he didn't come home within the 30 days. So what happens? That's an ones situation. So are they divorced? Or do we say no? It was clearly an ones that prevented it. So this discussion that we're having about the inability to go ahead with the wedding because of ones is going to have repercussions for other issues of ones in halacha. Good? All right, so we will pick up from here, God willing, in 2 weeks. And everybody stay safe and be well.
Thank you.
Yeah.